God bless you, heart dwellers. I was in the midst of answering comments, and the Lord started speaking to me. So I'm just going to read to you what he had to say. My children, why would I ask you to pray the rosary for these men? Am I deceiving you, or am I pointing to the one appointed to assist with the souls of these men? While you are all arguing about this and that, Claire is using her time to answer you. I hope you are praying for them as I asked you to. You are not comfortable with the Divine Mercy Chaplet either until Claire introduced it to you. Now you can feel the power and the peace in it. Shall I withhold solid food from you? Shall I continue to feed you pablum or the status quo? Or shall I stretch and open your hearts to new truths that have been overlooked? This channel is not for everyone. If you are set in your ways and you think your pastor, your denomination, and yourself know all there is to know, you really will not like it here, because I'm opening understandings to Claire that will challenge your old belief systems. You speak to Claire about idols and point to people reverencing my mother, and yet some of you have run up credit card bills you cannot keep up with, so you cannot meet the real needs of your family. May I say the items on those credit cards are idols that prevent you from serving me fully? Have I not told you, owe no man anything but to love one another? For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Romans 13. And yet your lust and attraction for the things of the world have made you idolaters, depriving you of the time you should be in prayer because you had to take another job to pay bills. This is idolatry, not my children kneeling and reverencing an image of my mother. Claire does not believe any differently now than she did when you first found this channel, and I am leading her into deeper waters. You are welcome to stay and learn how to swim, or stay on the bank of your cherished misconceptions of what my word says. Either way, I will still love you and guide you. But please get busy in prayer. These are very treacherous times, and there is still great danger that there will be a tragic event in America. Please, stay on your knees for this time. And I just want to make a note here. These last few days, he's been alluding to something heavy in the air. Carol's been feeling it, and our other intercessors are feeling it, and we are praying against that, as well as for these men in captivity to Satan. They most likely will be executed, but where they go after execution depends very much on our prayers. Jesus continued, and for those of you who are sincerely struggling to understand, I will clarify all for you because you love me and you are sincerely seeking the truth. Just be sure to boot out and bind all religious spirits each day until there is no more knee-jerk reaction, and you have worked your way through your questions, because we are going to continue to go deeper. God bless you, heart dwellers. That was the end of his message. Please pray for these men and the situations that are brewing out of our sight and understanding.